And I'm moving now to chapter 20, verse 1. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples, and embraced them, and departed for to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts, and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece, which means he went to Athens and to Corinth, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him as he was about to sail unto Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia, and there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians Aristarchus, Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia Tychicus, and Trophimus. All of these now were believers that had come to Christ under his ministry, and he has quite a delegation now, and these men are missionaries. These going before tarried for us at Troas. You will recall that at Troas, Paul performs a great miracle. He raises a man from the dead. You see, this man, Paul, had the sign gifts of an apostle. We need to recognize that. This is what established the message he was bringing. Now, if you enjoy travel logs, I can't imagine one that's more thrilling than the one that we're going to take up right now in this 20th chapter. As we saw last time, Paul was on his third missionary journey, and now he is returning back from that journey, and he's going all the way to Jerusalem. And he has, to my judgment, one of the most thrilling trips. Now, we saw in the first 5 verses that Paul has now covered the European section of his third missionary journey. Now, when we come down to verse 5, this records the visit of Paul to Troas. Now, you will recall that this was the springboard from which he leaped into Europe on his second missionary journey. Now, he comes back to Troas on his last missionary journey here into Europe. Let me read verse 5. These going before tarried for us at Troas. Now, there was quite a party. Quite a group of men, missionaries. And I take it that these men had been with Paul before, and that when Paul would have a ministry in a place like Corinth, these men would radiate out and touch the countryside and the small towns, and they had a ministry there. When you read over in the epistle to the Colossians about the fact that the word of God had sounded out in that day to the whole world. May I say to you, that sounds unbelievable, but it was true. It's no oratorical gesture. It also not hyperbole. He means the Roman world, because that was the world of that day. The word of God, Paul says, which is come unto you as it is in all the world. That's what he told the Colossians in 1:6. All of the Roman world. So these brethren are with Paul. And what we have in the book of Acts is a very limited record of missionary work. The record that we have is of Simon Peter and of Paul, as they were the two dominant ones in the early church.